Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Time for us to buckle up and see where we can go. It's the Drive at 5 on KDK Radio. 7 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. Total revenue last year at Highmark Health Allegheny Health Network was up 8%, $4.3 billion worth of revenue. But labor costs, supply chain issues, and inflationary pressures sent losses at the 14-hospital system to $181 million for the year. That's $61 million higher than the loss reported in 2021, according to the financials that were released today. This is reported on by the Post-Gazette. Losses, which came in despite $128 million in state and federal COVID-19 funding, dropped the health system's net operating margin to negative 5.5%, down from an operating loss of 1.9% a year ago. Losses for the year totaled $241 million, including investment losses, interest, and other expenses, which had gone up from $74.3 million in 2021. Highmark Health experienced headwinds from staffing challenges, equity portfolio performance, supply chain issues throughout 2022, and we expect some of those challenges will continue into 2023, said their interim CFO and treasurer, Janine Cullinare, in a prepared statement. Johnstown having a moment, you could say, as a federal grant is going to kickstart a city revival, according to officials there, as they are looking at a $24.4 million federal grant. And if it comes through as they're anticipating it will, it can make a big difference in that valley area. Management stability is an issue here, says Ethan Imhoff, who's a native of Madison, Wisconsin, and he was applying for the manager position, the city manager position in Johnstown. They told him he was crazy that if he got the job, he'd become the 16th person to hold the job in 28 years. But you know what? Now what they're looking at is an area that's been dealing with declining population and an economy that has been really hammered and decades of bitter political infighting. Now Cambria County's biggest city, well, despite being written off as dead by many, now Mr. Imhoff says, you know what, maybe this will be a big difference for us. Johnstown having a moment, says the 46-year-old. Johnstown best known for its catastrophic failure of the South Fork Dam in 1889, which flooded the Conemaugh Valley in the city 14 miles downstream. It killed more than 2,200 people. Flash flood in 1936, another deluge in 77, also caused widespread damage and cemented Johnstown's nickname of the Flood City. International news now. Frustrated by what it sees as the United States' determination to thwart its rise as a global superpower, China is pushing ahead with its efforts to promote a new international order that has Beijing at the center. In recent weeks, China has spoken more robustly about the prospect of a conflict unless the U.S. changes course. It also revealed a major diplomatic victory in the Middle East. Now its leader, President Xi, is in Moscow meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, signaling Beijing's growing embrace of its rising power on the global stage and the potential for it to further deepen conflict with the U.S. and its allies. President Xi's visit to Russia, his first since Putin's invasion of Ukraine last February, could serve as an even greater show of solidarity after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for the Russian leader on Friday, accusing him of being responsible for war crimes in Ukraine. Russia, China, and the U.S. are not members of the court, by the way. President Xi said, "I am pleased to once again set foot on the soil of our friendly neighbor, Russia." is what he said in a statement that was released as he arrived in Moscow today for a three-day state visit. The two leaders holding talks today, followed by meetings with larger delegations tomorrow, according to the Russian state news agency TASS, citing a Putin aide. The French government survives its first no-confidence vote. And that happened today in the lower chamber of parliament, expected to survive a second after its push last week to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. That no confidence motion was filed by a small centrist group supported by a leftist coalition. It received 278 votes in the French National Assembly, but needed 287 in order to pass. Another motion at the initiative of the far right that is expected to get less support from the group's lawmakers. No confidence motions were filed by lawmakers who were furious that President Emmanuel Macron had ordered to use a special constitutional powers, forcing through an unpopular bill that raises the retirement age without giving them a vote. The Senate, dominated by conservatives who backed the retirement plan, approved the legislation just last week. Closer to home, after remaining silent over the weekend, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did take some shots at the Soros-funded prosecutor in Manhattan involved in the ongoing hush money case against former President Donald Trump. Quote, "I have no interest in getting involved in some manufactured circus by some Soros DA," said DeSantis in a news conference today, referring to the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. "He's trying to do a political spectacle. He is trying to virtual signal for his base. I've got real issues I got to deal with here in the state of Florida. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know this. The Manhattan District Attorney is a Soros-funded prosecutor," said Ron DeSantis. President Biden issuing his first veto. It nixes a measure blocking new investment rule. That was for the new administration rule for retirement plans. "I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country," said the president in a video posted on Twitter. "They couldn't take into consideration investments that would be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives. And that's why I decided to veto it." This veto comes after the Senate voted 50 to 46 March 1st to pass a resolution blocking a Labor Department rule allowing for certain retirement plans to weigh environmental, social, and corporate governance factors when selecting investments instead of making decisions based solely on the best rate of return. Two more aircraft with a close call over the weekend, this time at Hollywood's Burbank Airport, according to the FAA. After they held a summit talking about safety issues, they nearly had another issue. A Southwest flight approaching a runway at 9:52 a.m. Saturday morning when an air traffic controller noticed that there was a helicopter on the same runway. According to a statement from the FAA, the helicopter was a Bell 505 that had been practicing touch-and-go landings. The controller then instructed the Southwest flight, a Boeing 737, to discontinue its approach and go around. The incident is now being looked into by the FAA. And Amazon says 9,000 more employees are going to go. Those cuts are on top of the previous layoffs that commenced back in November and extended into January. That round affected more than 18,000 employees. Amazon made the decision to lay off more employees as it looks to streamline its costs and takes into account an uncertain economy as well as the uncertainty, quote, that exists in the near future, according to their CEO, Andy Jassy. The company just wrapped up the second phase of its annual budgeting process, referring internally as OP2. And that is today's Drive at 5. It's 5:15 on this 20th day of March, 2023.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.